Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk Finance. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. It is our annual show on Medicare Part D. The deadline is coming up, and there is no better person in this area to talk to about this than Elder Care Connections' Valerie Hobson-Bell. Valerie, it is great to have you back.
I am so happy to be back. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time since you and I have sat down and
yes.
and talked about just some aging issues. And
that's
this is
correct.
This is one of them. And we have done this show now 5 or 6 years at least.
Longer, Ted, since 2006.
Wow.
That's when we first
started. That's because that's when the changes came.
That is correct.
You came in here with Mark Clifford and I.
Yes.
And explained a situation. I can remember at the end of the hour just being, my head was spinning. And I guess we know there have been a lot of changes to that system. And we know a lot more than we did then. But it's still a confusing system.
Absolutely.
And when you talk about Medicare Part D, boy, this is an important issue.
It is not senior friendly. That's the first thing. They want it done on the computer. And yes, we do have a lot of baby boomers who are now, you know, very what do you call it when you're able to get on the computer.
You're computer savvy.
There you go. But we still have a lot of our advanced seniors who can't get on there and take care of this. And so that's what this is about, is trying to explain the hows, the whys, and what to look for. So,
and as we go along this morning, we will talk about, because there are places that offer help for this.
That is correct.
In the area, and we will talk about that, because there are a number of good places that you can get help. But what is it? December 7th is the deadline.
That is correct. So, but now understand that although it ends December 7th, it doesn't take effect until January 1. So,
right.
Yes.
One of the things we always talk about, because I'm sure that there are people listening to this that will say, I got a plan. I've had a plan for 5 years and I've never looked at it. Hopefully that's not the case.
Ted,
but
there are a lot of people that never check anything. And what I say to that is understand that plan has changed the number of medications that it covers on their formulary. So your medication may not no longer be on their formulary. Yes, you're going in and you're getting your medication, but that means you're paying for it out of pocket. It is not being covered under the Part D plan if your company no longer has it on the formulary. The other issue is every year these plans, they change the amounts that they charge, whether it is the monthly premium or the actual medication cost, because it depends on what pharmacy you're using. That's where it gets so confusing.
Yeah.
So I just did a write-up for a client the other day, and she would get her medications at one of our large chain drugstores, but her second choice was one of our grocery stores. So I put it in, and it was rather high. I changed the grocery store to one of the newer grocery stores that we've gotten in the past 5 or 6 years, and it went down by $600 a year. So it just depends on who these companies have contracted with for the pharmacies.
With that, and that right there is why
you
need to check this every year, even if you're certain.
Oh yeah.
Nothing has changed. Nothing may have changed for you, but like you say, just some of the behind the scenes things.
That's correct. That's what I was going to say. A lot of the things behind the scenes, which they do send you notices on, but usually they send it in the very thick booklet or something.
And who reads that?
Absolutely.
Really?
You know, but they have that to stand behind. We notified you, but you really don't know until you go and sit down with someone and have them go over your medications. Remember, the other issue is your medications could have changed from the last three or 5 years. And then you need to see which plan actually covers that medication the best.
You used a second ago, and here we go with you know, with terms that we only really use this time of year, but formulary.
Yes.
That, so I'm guessing the way you use it, that's the list of where the drugs are?
That a company will actually cover in terms of, so, you know, we have so many different plans, okay? It's insurance companies who offer normally up to three different types of Medicare Part D plans. Mm-hmm. And plan one may only cover a certain list of medications. Plan two, another, and plan three, because that's their premier, will normally cover the bulk of them. But there are still some medications out there that none of the plans are going to cover. So you need to see how much that medication is going to be when it's not on that formulary.
So you do need to take a little bit of time, and this may take a little bit of time. And I guess, you know, if I'm just saying, you know, I may not understand this, and that's
correct.
That's why I need to find someone who does.
Absolutely. So I tell people all the time, yes, you can try to do this on your own. And for some people, it's very simple to do, although you probably have heard this story many times. I literally had a son whose mom was in her 90s, and he said to me, I am a rocket scientist, and I cannot figure this out. So, you know, for some people, it is much harder.
Yeah.
And so there are folks, you know, Elder Care Connections, we charge a fee, but there is Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging.
Yeah.
They will look at your plans for no charge. So, but they have certain enrollment sessions. So you would have to call them directly to find out when those session dates are, and they can actually look at this. So when you get a professional to do it, we know what to look at. We're looking at your pharmacy, we're looking at the types of meds you're on, and we're looking at the overall annual cost. So again, one woman that I just had, she chose a plan that was $91 a month, but she chose it because the annual cost was less than the plan that was only $22 a month.
Huh. Okay.
How about that?
That's yes.
Because that means that the medication in this, it was an Anthem plan. So in this Anthem plan at $91 a month, the medication cost was less for her over the whole year at the pharmacy she chose.
Boy, that's so, it's not just always a cut and dry thing. You want to make sure that you are getting the best.
Absolutely. And then there's folks that refuse to pay a deductible. Not all plans have a deductible, but some do. And the deductible this year can go as high as $415. But I say don't be afraid of that. You want to look at the bottom line. The bottom line is how much you will spend over the whole year.
And as you described a few minutes ago, that someone's plan had changed by $600.
Yes.
That's why maybe if you do have to pay for something, you're paying and ultimately you're going to save money.
That is correct. Yes.
Boy, this just doesn't get any easier. but it takes some time, and
that's right.
Sit down and spend a little time doing it.
And find the right person to help you. So,
it is Medicare Part D. It is December 7th is the deadline. Again, it doesn't take effect until January 1st. But
that
December 7th, you need to make some plans and make some choices. We're talking about that this morning with Valerie Hobson-Bell with Elder Care Connections. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Medicare Part D, December 7th, the deadline. Valerie Hobson-Bell with Elder Care Connections is here. And again, as we mentioned, December 7th, if you miss the December 7th deadline, you have to wait a year, don't you?
That is correct. So you only get to make changes once a year unless there are special reasons. Special reasons are those same life issues that happen to a lot of people. So maybe you move out of that area. It may not be that you move out of the state, but let's say that someone in, I don't know, Southern Virginia moved to Northern Virginia. Mm-hmm. That's going to be out of your service area. So then you have 63 days to make a change. Let's say you got a divorce and you're no longer under your spouse's insurance. Again, you have 63 days to make a change. So there's life reasons that will allow you to make a change. But otherwise, with everything even and you know, status quo, you can only change once a year, even when your medications change, unfortunately.
Now, when you, Valerie, when you sign up for this, say the first time, I remember us talking about this, that when you come do, when you're 65 for the first time, that if you miss that, you can get into a lot of trouble.
That's correct, because there's a penalty involved. There's a penalty with all parts of Medicare if you don't sign up at the right time. For Medicare Part D, it's not as stringent of a punishment or a penalty. It's 1% of the national average premium, the monthly premium, which this year is somewhere around $35 a month. So you would pay 1% of that, but it's 1% from the time you should have signed up to the time that you did. And that's a lifelong penalty.
Oh, it's a lifelong penalty.
Yes.
So it's not just for a year and then you sign up the next year.
So whatever that amount is, it might be $8, that's added on to your monthly premium for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you're 65, don't forget about this.
That is correct. So it's 65, or if you're still working full time, and I need people to really pay attention, you have to work full-time and be covered by your company's plan. So if both of those things are still occurring and you retire or whatever the case is, then you actually have that three-month window open up to get a Part D plan.
Okay. It's I know some insurance plans, when you get to 65, they figure
they
you're going to go on Medicare, and so they'll drop you.
That's right. And when that happens, you do
sign
have
up
to go ahead.
Now, you mentioned the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging offering help for someone who's not around here, another part of the state, or even another state. I guess what Google to try to find a similar kind of – those kind of agencies, I know, are statewide.
So the way that you find one of those agencies is to Google Area Agency on Aging and then put in the city or town that you're interested in. Another way is Elder Locator, and that's a website as well. .gov, I believe it is. They will give you information about that centralized aging resource in your area. But also, Medicare.gov is the website that one would use to look at changing plans or getting a plan for the first time for someone. So let's say, for instance, and you know, I've told people how this has happened to me before. I have an aunt that lives in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And so I've gotten all of her information and I've checked her plan here. Because when you enter the information, it is specific to where you live. They will ask you to put in the zip code.
So you just put the Tennessee zip code in.
Absolutely.
And can find all that out.
And I use her Medicare number, which, Ted, this year is the first time that Medicare has gone through and changed everyone's numbers. So by now, every person who is on Medicare should have a new red, white, and blue card that has a new number. It used to be your Social Security number with a letter behind it. It's no longer that, because we've had so much fraud and things like that we can't figure out now if you're getting benefits from a spouse or a deceased partner or whoever. But the government has changed everyone's numbers.
So. Well, that just makes this even even much easier also. Something new to have. Yes. We're talking now Medicare Part D this morning. December 7th is the deadline to make your decision and to sign up. Valerie Hobson Bell here from Elder Care Connection. So really Part D is the drug part of Medicare.
That is correct. This is the prescription drugs. So when one goes on Medicare, you get the health insurance, it's hospital insurance and medical. That's your Part A and Part B. And then you also need to get a Part D to cover your prescriptions because we no longer can get those covered by your Medicare supplementals.
We talked, I remember a few years ago, and you said that this area has changed, hasn't it, as far as some of the coverage options?
Yes. Now, then we're talking, I don't want to confuse anyone, but
you haven't confused anybody yet. Don't worry about that.
A Medicare Part C is called a Medicare Advantage. That came about in 2006 when they created the prescription coverage. So that is an umbrella plan that will be either an HMO or a PPO and your drugs together. And when we first started this, none of our doctors nor our hospital systems, none of those really liked those plans. They are starting to change, and the plans have kind of narrowed down for our area. So you might, I didn't go on before I got on this show, but you may have a choice of about 5 different Medicare advantages for the Fredericksburg area.
Okay.
Now. And people are a little more receptive to them.
I was going to say, I remember when this was going to happen, that you went, leading up to it, you said that this would be good for our area, and we just had to wait a little while.
That is correct. So it's a very cheap way for someone to get coverage for medical and for their prescription drugs. So, but the issue is you either have to wait and pay for services when you get those services, or you get a supplemental plan and a separate Part D plan, which is what we're talking about today, and you pay for that every month. So whenever you need service, you pay no extra.
Well, and the fact that this is a prescription drug plan.
Yes.
Just because I know you've talked in the past about the problem sometimes that spouses will just say, we're pretty close. We take the same thing, or we don't take it. You know, I'll get on your plan.
Absolutely, and that's a no-no. The only way that really works is that you take the very same medications with the same dosage as your partner. So it is important to do each one individually. When we get to Medicare age, everything becomes individual again. So your Medicare coverage, it is for you. That one card is just for you, you know? And so that's your health insurance. And then your Part D prescriptions is totally separate. When you start going along with what your spouse, what your sister-in-law has, your next-door neighbor or a church member, you can set yourself up for paying a lot more. Okay.
Well, I never thought of it, but you're right, Valerie, that the fact that, you know, this becomes separate because for at least through, you know, your working years, especially if you've got if you're on a medical plan,
you're on
a medical plan
together. That's correct.
We each have our car, but we're on the same plan, but it all becomes separate.
Once you reach Medicare age, yes.
Well, then that blows my plan was because you and I are the same age, and I just figured I could get what you had because you would know what you're doing.
And so, if you don't have, you know, again, the same medical issues that I have, then you're going to end up paying more money.
Yeah.
It is totally driven by the type of medication, the dosage amount, and what pharmacy you're going to use. Those are the important issues.
And I guess so. It is important probably then to shop around because a lot of times you pick a pharmacy because, Well, that pharmacy's two blocks from my house.
That's correct.
But that may
and
not...
Our seniors do that a lot. And so one of the ladies that I just talked to recently, she said, I no longer do mail order. And that's another interesting tidbit, Ted. We're moving away from the mail order. Mail order is not the cheapest anymore. Hmm. It used to be the absolute cheapest. She said, I don't do mail order anymore, and my legs do not allow me to walk through a grocery store. So it has to be a pharmacy. Because she says it's better in and out, or she can drive around and get her prescriptions.
Yeah.
So it does make a difference. In that case, we need to shop around to see which pharmacy is going to be the cheapest for you.
A lot of things to remember here, and it's good to start looking at this probably a few years out.
Yeah. Well, you know, it changes though. Every year it changes.
Right, you can't say this is what I'm going
to
do.
But it does make sense to at least understand how it works because it is so encompassing. It really is. So once you get that basis, then it helps you to understand how to pick that plan when the time is there.
Valerie Hobson-Bell is here. It's our annual Medicare Part D show. December 7th is when you have to sign up. The plan, though, will take effect on January 1st.
That is correct.
More coming up. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Chu.
Valerie Hobson-Bell is here this morning from Elder Care Connections. We're talking Medicare Part D. December 7th is the deadline to sign up. This will take place then on January 1st. Valerie, every year we talk about the donut hole, but it seems to me that you've told me in the past that that's kind of being phased out.
You really pay attention.
Oh, well. I try to.
Because, I love it.
Because I've learned from you that I'm getting older, and it's going to come.
That is correct.
After all those years of talking about, you know, life begins at 50 and laughing about it, and you said.
I was going to say, you laughed about it. So here we are, Ted. With the Affordable Health Care Act, that was the one goodness that came about for seniors. They started closing the donut hole. Now, originally, they said it would be 11 years before the donut hole would be fully closed. And it's still, I mean, some people might see a little bit of it. But for all of the plans that I've done this year for folks, they don't have a donut hole. What they will show is one person pays, I don't know, on her plan, she ended up paying $19 each quarter, and in between those months, she would pay $10 for her medications. So there was no real donut hole where you have to pay 100% anymore.
Okay.
So that's the good thing.
This is the type of thing that we've talked about in the past where, and you may be hearing this show right now, or if you've got other family members, maybe it's parents, maybe it's brothers or sisters, or, you know, uncles or aunts, or somebody, cousins, anybody in your family, you probably need to at least check and see that they know about this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you should be having a conversation. And again, you might be calling just to check on them or to say, you know, happy Thanksgiving, whatever. But it is worth just saying, hey, have you checked on your Part D plan? Now, there's some people that don't ever have to worry about it. If they're still under their retirement plan from work, if they're under a pension plan, they don't have to worry about checking Part D. If they're under TRICARE, which is the military part, they don't have to worry about this. But if you have gone out and gotten a Part D plan from 2006 on at any point, you need to be checking this. And if people can't bring themselves to check it every year, I would say every 3 years at the absolute most. Because again, some of those plans drop out of sight. Mm-hmm. You know, when we first started, we had over 120 plans and it has narrowed down exceptionally low. Hmm. So that means that people are dropping out and they're automatically putting you into another plan, not based on your medications, just based on their relationships as a company.
That's kind of scary.
That is why it's so important that you check it. So, you know, bring it up with the person that you're concerned about, but also if you have any computer knowledge, get on Medicare.gov and it says find a Part D drug plan. So you enter in the information. What it's going to ask you is their zip code, their Medicare number. And this year it still works with the old Social Security number with the letter behind mm-hmm. it. But I do urge people to go ahead and start using their new number. But also it's going to ask what their last name is. And when were they enrolled in Medicare Part A? That's significant. That information can be found on the red, white, and blue card. It'll say enrolled in Part A this date, enrolled in Part B this date. But on to find a plan is only going to ask about Part A. So that's the information that you need. And then it goes to another screen, and that's where you put in the names of all of the prescriptions and the dose that you use.
You've done this a few times, obviously, as you described this, talking about each screen and what's on there. That was terrific. It would be easy, Valerie, to say, and hopefully there's not a person out there, you know, who signed up in 06 and has never checked
changed.
It. But I think it probably would be easy not to check it and to just go right along and you're paying more. And I can see my way of thinking would be, and I would be saying to people, well, things go up, you know, things go up. Maybe not.
Ted, I've told you on other shows, there was one lady, she hollered at her husband. She did not want to pay Elder Care Connections $25 to find a plan. Well, her husband insisted, and I found that we saved her over $4,000 for that year. That lady loved us.
I should say so. If you save me $4,000, I'll buy you roses and get you a gift card somewhere. And that's why I said it's you know, at times, you know, you'd hate to be the person that just says, well, I don't want to have to pay for that. Well,
that's right.
Maybe paying for that is going to really, you know, be a bonanza for you.
That is true. I mean, again, sometimes we have to pay for service to get, you know.
If you don't understand things.
Absolutely.
We don't think about it to get your car, you know, get something done to your car.
Again, there we go. This is, as we've talked about, these are really life-changing kind of situations. Because if you don't get into a plan, you're penalized for life. If you get into the wrong plan, you're spending money for no reason. So, you know, whether it's $25, $40, it may be worth doing that to really get in the right plan.
I guess when we talk about December 7th being the sign up and also just signing up for a plan, if, say, in the middle of the year, my health issues, my health condition totally changes, then that way I'm not stuck in a plan forever. I might be for that year, though.
That's correct. And so what you need to do is start talking to someone come October 15th, because that is the window when you're allowed to make those changes.
Okay.
October 15th through December 7th. So, you know, you go and you say, here's my medications and everything changed last year, so I'm on new medication. So we make sure that we get those new medications in there. Because Medicare, they always say they don't keep your record. So once we put in your Social Security number, it will show us a list of the medications that they've been covering. But again, if you haven't been taking those medications for a long time, we need to get those changed so we can see which plan really does give you the best benefit.
When I have a plan figured out,
yes,
and I know what I need, where then do I sign up?
Well, and that is what, if you go to a professional, then they follow that whole process.
And they'll look at those screens.
Get you enrolled. That is correct. So we will put in your name, your address, your contact information, as well as if you have an emergency contact, someone who can make calls on your behalf if you're unable to. We put their information in there. And by the time we finish, it has been sent off to Medicare. And within about 2 weeks, you will receive a card in the mail for the new prescription plan. That's the card that you make sure your pharmacy has January 1st. Yes.
And I guess you talked about your sister in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And being able to look at things. You know, if you've got someone around here you trust,
yes,
and you've got family members in other states, anybody can do it
That is correct.
Because what you can do with the computer.
So again, that's correct. You don't have to be in that state in order to get them signed up. What you want to know from your loved one in that state is where is the convenient pharmacy that you like to get your medication, and what would be an alternate location. So then we can sit down with their information, their list of meds again,
mm-hmm,
and we can find out the best plan for them in Oklahoma, in Colorado, in Indiana. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Well, just the fact that it changes so much. This really is something you need to be thinking about a lot during the year,
yes,
and have it in mind that, like you say, in October you can start making changes.
I have at least 10 clients who start contacting me the 1st of October, and I won't do anything for them the rest of the year, but that is our time to come together, and they're saying, Valerie, will you please check for me now? Here's what I'm on. This is what has changed. And these folks have been doing this over and over again since it started. Yeah, it's really...
Well, in talking to you, you're not only a wealth of information, but it does point out that it's... Life is always complicated, and as you get older, it's just because you think, well, things are going to slow down, and
yes,
maybe I'm not working as much now, but there still are decisions and things that you got to stay up on.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I hear most often from retirees, I'm on a fixed income. If you're on a fixed income, then you need to ensure that you're spending out the least amount of money.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah. No, and you said you can even wait up to three, you know, at least do it every 3 years.
Yeah.
Boy, if you're not doing it every year, though, you're really standing the risk of really paying a lot and just unknowingly.
For no reason. Yes. You know, whether that's going to the wrong pharmacy or it's not covering your medication at all. You know, you could go to the right pharmacy, but if your medication is no longer on that formulary, you're going to be paying out of pocket, and it counts for nothing.
Well, and the story you told at the beginning of the show of the rocket scientist.
Yes.
a real live rocket scientist having trouble with this is like doing taxes. It can be confusing. All of a sudden you're looking at numbers and having to do things.
So why not go to a professional,
yeah,
who is used to looking at those numbers and figures, and kind of we understand how to dig a little deeper to figure out what might be best.
Just the language. I mean, if I was sitting down with you in the first minute when you said, well, have you looked at the formulary? I would just look at you and I would say, what's a formulary? I mean, because it's like anything else. Everything has its own language.
That is correct. Jargon. You know, and as we age, we need to learn those mm-hmm. types of languages. I tell everyone that aging and caring for a loved one is much like going back to college. The language is different. The way you interact yeah. with people need to change. I could just give you a whole list.
Yeah.
So.
And the other thing that we haven't even factored into this is, So you mentioned this. You talk in the next week or so to family members about this, and they're not interested. You know, don't tell me about that. I'm set. You don't understand our needs. It's like anything. It's one thing to talk about here. This is what you should do. But then when you start dealing with people and. Don't be changing my plan, Valerie.
People
I like
are
my
very
plan.
Comfortable where they are. And you know, those folks that I told you that contacts me every year, I'll have two that say, oh, I love the plan that I was in last year. Can we just leave it that way? I said, let me look. And we'll go through it. Chances are they cannot leave it. But then next year they tell me how much they love that plan too. Because all mm-hmm. it is providing coverage for your medications.
Again, December 7th is the deadline. Valerie Hobson-Bell here with Elder Care Connections. We will wrap this up and, again, kind of cover all the high points of what you need to know before the December 7th deadline. When we come back, Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We will wrap it up with Valerie Hobson-Bell on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk. Ted Shoup.
Medicare Part D is our focus this morning. Valerie Hobson-Bell with Elder Care Connections is here explaining it. Valerie, every year you come in here and you do this. Thank you for doing this because this is really, really a public service that you do this because this is a lot of good information.
Well, I appreciate being here. I love to teach people and empower people to be able to do it on their own. And so one thing I've always looked at, even back when I used to write the articles in the newspaper, I would find what the problem or the issue is. I would explain it to you. Mm-hmm. And then I tell you what to do to resolve the issue. Because for folks who's able to do it on their own, it's no better thing than knowledge. It's like knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
So once you get that foundation, then you can go on Medicare.gov and start looking around yourself. You know?
Well, and it's so important. I mean, if you hadn't done this all these years, does Medicare, does somebody send you something when you get to be a certain age to at least alert you? Because I just wonder, I guess I would find out some way.
Well, you know, the unfortunate side is I'm not sure that Medicare itself sends you anything, but you get inundated with all of the companies that want you to buy their product.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll have all of these different prescription drug companies telling you why you should get them, where in actuality, you should only choose that based on what it covers for you.
Yeah. And a lot of times we ignore that kind of thing. So
now, this is the last piece I have to tell people for those who are trying to do it on their own. When they go in, it's going to show you which plans cover your medications. The one at the top of the list is going to cover it the most, but it doesn't mean that's always the best plan. Mm. So you can do compares. So I would click that drug plan name and it goes inside and it shows you exactly how much you will pay every month. There's graphs and things in there. So always click on each plan and that way you can see what's going on.
That's interesting because I think, you'd see that and think, well, I don't want to deal with this.
If that's the first one, I'm just going to take the first one. But like I told you with the one lady, when we put in, we just changed one pharmacy and it changed her medication, the cost tremendously. So sometimes you have to go in and play around with it.
Hmm. Yeah. And again, especially for the first time, make sure you sign up. If you are required, if you're not on a pension plan, or you're not covered by your work.
When you go in and you tell Social Security you're ready to get your Medicare Part A and B, then you also need to sign up for D. Yes.
And December 7th is the deadline to sign up. What you sign up for will go into effect January 1st.
That is correct. And this is all for existing people, folks that already have Medicare.
And so what you sign up for then will stay in effect for a year.
That is correct. You don't, you know, once you sign up for it, even though your medication may change, that's when you're going to end up spending a little more. Until the next October is when you can start making those changes again.
And really, if you're sitting in front of a computer, and even if you've taken notes and are, you know, thinking today I'm going to do this after hearing this,
yes,
and you look at it and it means nothing to you, seek out somebody.
Absolutely. Just like with other services you talked about with your taxes and
yeah,
things like that, get a professional so that you know what you're doing. And even if you just use that professional to help educate yourself, do that.
So if we've done this about 12, 13
that
years
is
now,
correct.
It doesn't, it I guess I understand it a little better than I did in those first days.
Yeah, I don't think you give yourself enough credit, but you do, you get it.
But it really is something to take seriously,
yes,
because you can, especially, and you put it really well in a few minutes ago, you said, especially if you're on a fixed income and everything counts.
That's correct.
You don't want to, at the end of the year, discover, oh, I could have had.
You've been spending out
thousands more
for no reason. Yeah.
Any amount is necessary. Boy, and you've been doing this a long time. Is it? And you said at the beginning, it still is. You know, it's you know, I guess parts of it have gotten a little bit easier,
yeah,
to understand.
It has,
but still,
it is still something that you have to take time with, and you really have to pay attention. So if you're gonna do it yourself, I say, you know, you do it when you don't have phones ringing, your favorite TV show is not on. You really have to pay attention because you have to go inside each of those plans and see which one really is going to offer you the best.
And you said earlier that the only way to sign up for this is online.
It's online. Or you can call Medicare. Sometimes they will help you sign up. But again, they're not really looking out for your best interest. They're just going to take whichever plan pops up first. But then you do have the Medicare enrollment sessions, that Area Agency on Aging. They do those. They offer several throughout that month and a half or whatever it is.
Okay. And you mentioned Elder Locator to find out if you want to find out for someone who's out of the area.
That's correct. That's how you find out where their area where their Area Agency on Aging is. They're not going to help you find a Part D plan. They're going to find you an Area Agency on Aging, which is all throughout the United States.
Medicare Part D, again, is December 7th to sign up. That is the deadline, and then your plan will go into effect January 1st. Valerie Hobson-Bell, this has been a terrific show. We get together with you and Pat Holland soon, and we'll talk about dealing with the holidays. Thank you.
We look forward to it.
Valerie Hobson-Bell is with Elder Care Connections.
Thanks for listening to
again,
Time Talk.
Medicare Part D deadline, December 7th.
WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.